Kol she kore lo ima ima. People call a mother mother, v'yena bosh, you should not embarrassed. That's called already some of the zignasa. When they call already, oh, they call a mother, like otherwise sometimes they're embarrassed, and they get that old already, it doesn't bother them anymore. Reb Zerub, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchok, like this. Chadama one says, it means to say, kol sheina makpedis, it doesn't bother her, that's all. The Chadama one says, no, kol sheina bosh, you should not embarrassed. When they say mother, mother. My b'nai, what's the difference? Ege b'nai, in the case of Boisha, she would be embarrassed, but v'yena makpedes, it doesn't really bother her. Chitza, these things are called some of the zeknosa, that she misses three times now, so after that, labadin of dayashosa. The other one says, v'kam oino, what's called an oino? If she misses three oino, that she has a din of dayashosa, how much is called an oino? Some Rashlokas says, Mishum Rabudin Siyam Oina Beninis, which means Shloshim Yaim. If she skips, she does not sing for 30 days, that's called one Oina. So it happens three times, that's called three Oinas. For Rava Omer Rav Chizda Esrim Yaim, it means no, an Oina means 20 days. If she skips 20 days, we must really be Lepligas Lamachwekis, Lepligi. Marka Chosh of Yumei Tum of Yumei Tyra, one includes not only the 20 days of Tyra, but also the 7 days of Nidus and the 3 days that she could become a Zava. Omar, the one that says 20, Loika Choshev Yimei Tumah, is not including those 10 days, but really it's Anoina means 30 days. Therefore, she skipped 90 days, that's the Locha, then she has Locha of the Kena, that she's Meslekes Domin, and if she sees after that, that first time she'll see, there'll be a Din of Dayashosa, she'll only be Tomei from then on, not from Miesleis. Tell Rabban Lo like this. Zekena Shavrule Shalashinus. Let's say Zekena, an older lady that had passed by three periods of time of 30 days, 90 days passed by, and she didn't see. And then Verosa, and then she did see Dan. So Lachur is Dayashosa, the din of the Mishnah. She's only Tomei Mikan Labo, not the Mafraya. What happened was, the Oidover, it happened a second time, that Overule Shalashinus, she skipped 90 days, she did not see. Verosa, and then again she saw after 90 days. So again, Dayashos again, she's only Tomei from then on, not from Meis Leis. It happened a third time now. V'yoyd Ovrele Shaloshinus, again it happened that she missed 90 days. Verosa, and then after 90 days she saw again. So now the locher is Harei Kechol Anoshim. She has a locher like a regular Nisha. She's not considered Meslekes Damim. But rather she's like a Kovei or something, a new vest now, that she skips 90 days, that's all. But after 90 days, she's the cheskes to see dam. And therefore, when she does see dam now after 90 days, she'll be tummy back to Mafraya 24 hours, or else if she made a bedika before that, she'll only be tummy up until the bedika. Now, the Gemara says, for Loisha Kivna, not that these three periods of 90 days that she skipped was exactly the same time, not every time that she skipped exactly 90 days. El afilu pichsa v'afilu v'hoisiroi. Even if one time it was 91 days, one time it was 93 days, it doesn't make a difference. But as long as it happens now three times, so he's saying now, she's still the cheska to see dam, and therefore she has loch of a meis leis. She's not considered a dayashosa. Svor says, what are you saying, afilu pichais? That even if she sees a little bit less, a little bit more, for Lomi Boya, not only Kivna, not only if she saw the exact same time, the question is why Adaraba? Ki Kivna, if each time she saw was the exact same amount of interval, let's say she saw after 90 days three times, her soul then Kovula Vesta, Adaraba. She's considered like she has a Vest Kavura right now. She saw the last three times, every 90 day. If so, Vedaya Shosa, it would not be a din of Mies lace, but rather should be an Isha now with a vest, then it will be Dayashosa. So what are you telling me, like, not only Kivna, but even Pichsa? If I can't, if it would have been Kivna, then she would not have a din of Mies lace. So Mazachita, maybe you want to tell me Rabbonin, this price goes according to Rabbonin, the Polygalad Rabdoisa, the Yaga and Rabdoisa, the whole Diyarma that they say, even an Isha, Sheesh Lavesa, still Matama Mies lace? So you want to tell me then here, even though it's Kivna, still will have a tumma mi'es leis, because we do not hold from a vest kavua to make into dayashosa. Tzmura says, no, still, Ibchem Yibolei should have said the opposite way. The Lema said like this, for Loisha Pichsav Asiru, not only the cases you saw less and more, El Afilu Kivno, rather, even if it was the exact same time each time, even though it's a Veskavua, still we say that she has a Tumah of Meis Leis. That would have been a bigger Chiddush to teach us that even though she has a Veskavua, still it's Meis Leis. So much as rather the Gisra should be like this. Tani Loisha Pichas Vesir Nachmami, not only that she saw less than she saw more, that's when we say it's a Tumah Meis Leis, El Afilu Kivno. But even in a case when she saw exactly the same amount each time, she saw a 90-day interval that she has a Ves Kavua, still we're going now like the Rabbanan Shita, that she would be Tomim Yes Lies. The Boyisim and other Terrors could be like this. Hokikum, this is the Brayisim to say. For Loisha Kivna, not that she saw the exact same amount of an interval, because then she, if it happened three times, she has a Ves Kavua, and then the Din is Adayi Shosa, not Yes Lies. Eller, rather, the case here is, Shepichsa Vaisiri, here the case is, Shepichsa, that she saw a little bit less once, versus next time a little bit more. Avo Kivna Venachnami, in the case where she saw each interval the exact same amount of time, Venachnami, then Kabul of Esses, she's called an Isha Sheesh Lovest, then the din would be Vedaya Shosa, and she'll only be Tommy Mikan Labo, not Meis Leis. Umani, who does the Bracer go like? Rabbi Daisy, the Bracer goes then according to Rabbi Daisy. Now Rashi learns here that the Gemara says Pichsa Vaisiru a little bit less, a little bit more. Rashi learns Pichsa Vaisiru means first time she saw 91 days, second time 92, third one 33. Rest the opposite way. First there 93, then 92, and then 91. So Toys asked us for a question, because we will have the Gemara later on, we'll see in Avsamach Dalid. Toys said this is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If that's called a vest or not, and here we're going now for sure it's not called a vest. So we'll see. Right, so the other sheet there is, it's not called a vest yet. You have to see a fourth time that makes it into a vest. Now it says in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer says, Kol Isha Shavra Leho Gimel Einos is also Dayashosan. Lav Dafka, she's a Zakena, an older lady, even a younger lady. If it happens three times that she, three periods she missed, and then she sees, so then is Dayashosan. Tani would learn like this. Omal hem Rabbi Elezda chomim, Elezda betachomim. Maisa once happened, Bereba with a young lady, Bereba Achas, in this place, Hisli. Shevsika shalashay nois, that she stopped seeing a period for three times, three periods she missed. O bo maisa bechomim, she came to Yeshachom, what's halacha? For Yomu, they told her that the next time she sees, Daish also, she'll only be Tommy from then on, and not Mies Leis. Omru Lodi said back to them, that ain't shasat chakrai, you can't bring me proof. The Chur Blas wanted to bring a proof to himself. So they said back to him, there's no proof in that maisa. Could be there was shasat chak, was a special heter they gave over there. But usually it's not that way. So Mor says now, my shasat chak, what was the shasat chak? Ikad yarmi sum say shnei b'tzeresevi. It was like a hunger year, a famine. Therefore the Chum did not want to be metama, the tyrus that she made already. So therefore in this case, it will make her to say, Dayashasa. There could be other places in Echanami that then will still be Ma'es Lies. And Ikadiyami, some say, Sam, Tyrus Ofish Le'avidei, that she made a lot of Tyrus that day. And therefore, the Choshra Abornlev said to the Tyrus, the Abornlev were afraid to Matama the Tyrus, that's why they said Dayashasa. But really, the Locha should have been maybe Ma'es Lies. It should have been the Chumrim of the Rabbonim, just because of this Svora Shasat Chak, the Rabbonim will make them. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan coming here. We learned in the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, that Maisa once happened again, V'yosa Rebbe K'Rebbe Eliezer. One time Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, there's Tamanisha that did not sleep for three times, and then she saw, he said that she's Dayashasa. The Yachashinisky, after that Rebbe realized that he made a mistake, Oma still he said, Kidaya Reb Loz, listen to Cholabashasat Chak. Like, since I Paskin that way already, I'll leave it, I'm not going to change it. The question is, my liyachashiniska, what happened to Rebbe? What did he remember, remind himself now? Elam, if you want to tell him liyachashiniska, you have to remember it. That the ain't a loch Reb Lez, we don't pass like Rebbe Elezer. Elikarabon, on the Lord, they're born in Chito. If so, mamish, we don't pass like Rebbe Elezer. So, v'shasat chak, heichi, ovid kavos, even v'shasat chak, like he passed already, but it was a mistake. So why didn't he want to retract? Why did he keep it that way? Elam must be like this. Elam, loyit milchasa, that the pshat of the loch really was not Iska Paskin clearly, like Kamar, but like Kamar, was not Iska Paskin in the Mishnah anywhere, either Kareb Lezer or not. Therefore, my Liachash Nisk wasn't meant to say after Rebbe reminded himself. It means like this, Liachash Nisk after the reminded himself that the Lav Yochad Polygalay, it's not a Yochad that argues on Rebbe Lezer. El Rabin, but it's a Rabin that argues on Rebbe Lezer. So therefore, it's a smart to say maybe we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, in the beginning, he didn't realize this, but later he realized this. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So that's the pshat that he said it wasn't the pshat, it was Eiske Paskin, but just that the klal, usually, the loch is karabim. Therefore, he said, Kedari Ablez, listen to what like it's not really Eiske Paskin clearly, because sometimes he paskin like a yochid. So therefore, Lechili wouldn't have done it, but since he already paskin the way, he didn't want to retract. Therefore, Rabbi left with like Rabbi Lezer, Nisha that missed three times, and then she sees them, he paskin then, and then will be Dayashos and not Meisleis. Tanara Borlola, this is a Braisa. What's going to be Tinoikis Shlegi as Manaliros? A young girl, that she's less than 12 years old, it's not the time that she really she should see Dam yet. For Rosa, she did see Dam. So Lachar is Parm Rishonah, the first time she sees is Dayashosa. She's still called Meslekas Damim. Shniya, the second time she sees, also Dayashosa. She's still called Meslekas Damim. Since it's not really the time for her to start seeing. Shlishis, if she saw a third time, Hareka Chol Anoshim. So Rashi says, we're going according to Mam the Yama Rebbe Shita that two times is called the Chazaka. So after she sees two times, now she's Mecheska to see Dam. And therefore, the third time she sees, she's like regular Nisha, the din is the what? She's telling me backwards 24 hours. Rilsim of Kidl of Kida from the last Badika she made. Of Rilel, what's going to happen now? She missed now Shalashinus. It went by three periods, she did not see Dam. For us, and then she does see Dam. Send her me back to the din of Dayashasa. Since it's still not really a Giyaz Manalirois, she's still called Dayashasa. Then Beyoid Overleg Yom Shoshos again, she skipped 90 days. For us, then she saw up to 90 days, Dayashasa. Beyoid Overleg happened the third time, Shalashinus, for us, Arei Kholonoshim. Again, then she's called Kholonoshim, Omatamim Leith Nesab Kidlub Kida. This is all by an Isha that's Loyagiyaz Manalirois. But what's going to be Yukashigiyaz Manalirois? That's an Isha, she's 12 years old already, comes the time that she's supposed to see, and she didn't see yet. So then, Parm Rishonah, the first time she sees Enechnami, Dayashosam. We say now she's Mislekas Damim, and she's only Tomei Mikan Labo, not Tomei Freya. Shni, the second time she sees, Matama Miesle, she's Tamitama Miesle, some Kidl Kidl, like a regular Isha. Because since it is man for to see, so the second time she sees, it's a regular Riaz Dam, she's Tomei Lamar Freya Miesle. What's going to be over Leah Shalashinus? She skips now three periods she does not see. For us, and then she does see. Again, Dayashosa. She's back to the case of Dayashosa. She's called Meslekas Damim. So that's what the Braisa says. Amma, what we just said before, over Leah Shalashinus, if she misses three periods, so Dayashosa. Rashi says this Amma is going back to Gabi Tilekesh Legiz Maliris, when she's less than 12 years old. For also she saw three times, so she's becheskes to see, and then it went by three times she did not see, so in luck as we say, Dayashosa. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. Yeah, we'll start the Daf Testament. Base here, the bottom of the Gemara. Here, turn around. So this, Tinoikes Shloyegiyas Manaliros. You have girls, they're less than 12 years old, so it didn't come the time yet for them to see their nidus, the period. For us, as a lot of now they see. So, Parm Rishon, the first time they see Dayashosa. That she's only Tamim from then on and not from before because she's Becheskas Meslekas Damim. She doesn't have that much Dam yet. She never saw Dam yet. So therefore, the first time she sees, there's no Chumra to go back Meslekas. Shiniya, the second time she sees, also the same thing. Still Dayashosa. Since she's a girl that Legiyas Manalirois, she's not Becheskas to see, so second time also. Shlishis, The third time she sees, then harek kol anoshim. Then she has luck like any other isha, and umetamim yes liyes. The tumah goes back 24 hours before, or else umepkida lepkida. If she made a bedik within the last 24 hours, that stops. It doesn't go back before than that. So the Gemara is going to say, we'll soon this bracha goes according to Rabbi Shita, that after two times it's called the chazaka. So therefore, after she saw two times, she's becheskas to see. So therefore, the third time that she sees, she's like regular isha. So some makes lace. What's going to be now after she saw these three times? Now over le shalosh oynos, she skipped like 90 days, three periods. She skipped. She didn't see. If her often, then she sees. So she's back now, Dayashosa, she's back to the way she was before, that she's only tummy from now on. V'yoid, let's happen a second time, V'yoid over Lashosha, again it happened, that she skipped three times, 3 months. For us, and then she saw again after 90 days. So again, Dayashosa. That still we say, that she's Bechetka to be Meselekas Domim, and therefore she's only tummy from Mikhan Labor. What's going to happen a third time though? The Yoid of Rulashoshan is again a third time that she skipped 90 days. Rulashan, then she saw. So now again her Reka Kolanoshim. She's like the Cheskas now to see once in the 90 days. So therefore she's not the Pshash, she's Mesulik Dom, she has no Dam. But now she's the Cheskas to see once in 90 days. Therefore Matam Lies Lace. What she sees now the third time, she has a tum of go back to Mafreya Mace Lace. Well, Kidlup Kid, the rest from the last Padika she made. This is all an isha that's lohigiyas mana. What's going to be yukushigiyas mana, liros? Let's say a girl now becomes 12 years old, so now it's normal for her to see, but she never saw yet. So still the locher is palm rishana, the first time that she sees a period is dayashosa. She's only coming from then on, and not from before. There's no din meis leis the first time. That's the din about mishtas called the b'sula. That up until she sees, she's becheskas b'meselekas damin. Therefore, the first time she sees, it's only Mikan Labor. But now, Shania, the second time she sees, she's like a normal Isha already. Since it's a Giyah Zmanom, therefore now she's Metamim Yeslesum Kidlukida. From the second time she sees, that already has a din of a normal Riyah, that she's coming back with 24 hours, or the last Badikir was shorter that she made. What's going to be now with this girl? Over her last Shalosh Einus, she skipped now 90 days she did not see. For Rosa, and then she did see, Shodaya Shosa. And then she's only Tomei from then on and not from before. And according to this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Sheep in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer holds any Isha, even though she's not a Zekena, any normal Isha. If she skips three times a period, and then she sees, so she's called Daya Shosa. She's only Tomei from then on and not from before, not Mesliais. So that's what this Brisa says. Brisa goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. And there's a difference whether the girl was 12 years old or less than 12 years old. So Amar, what we just say before the beginning of this Braisa, instead of Rulah Shalosh Einos Dayashosa. So Rashi says Amar means going back to Gabitinoika Shalay Giz Manaliris. The beginning of the Braisa. You have a girl less than 12 years old, it's not a time for her to see. So she saw once, and so it's Dayashosa. She sees a second time, also Dayashosa. After the third time, then it's called a regular Riyah, then she's Becheskas Tavdam, it's Meislace. But let's say she skipped, though, three periods. So the din is what? Dayashosa. She only has a tumah now, Dayashosa, that's all, not before.